Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
69101.
And that was 69101?
Uh-huh.
And may I have your first and last name?
Sandy Pell. You probably won't find me. I don't know. I'm calling regarding a charge on my credit card that I don't recall.
Okay, just hold one moment. Okay, will you verify your shipping address for me?
608 West 6th Street, North Platte, Nebraska.
Okay, so I do see here you have this meal plan with us.
I had a what?
I do see here you have this meal plan with us.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, so basically it's a meal plan. So basically you could have paid $1 to $5 for entry, where you had to select an item such as an iPod, Instapot, PS5, Dyson vacuum. And when you did that, you ended up with that meal plan with us.
No, I did not authorize that. And I don't know, should I have received, I've not received anything.
Okay, I do understand. Just hold one moment.
I don't understand it either.
No, I was saying that I do understand your spirit.
Oh, you do understand. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, you're
I've
fine.
I've got some speakerphone. Okay, so that's good. Sometimes not, but
okay. So you saying that you never placed the order at all?
No. That's kind of scary. You know, my credit card several months ago was compromised also. And I have a new card. And here's, I guess it's just kind of a common thing now, huh?
Okay, just one moment.
You said your name is Destiny?
Yes, ma'am.
You have a beautiful name.
Thank you.
Your mother probably looked at you before she named you that. You're probably a beautiful baby too, huh?
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, so do you think anyone in your household could have placed the order, or do you remember trying to order a Dyson vacuum, a PS?
Nope, I sure didn't. And nobody else in my house, no. I don't recall even looking at one where my fingers would have danced on it wrong somewhere, you know, but no.
Okay, just hold one moment. Okay, will you verify your email?
SandyPell@charter.net.
And will you verify that phone number?
308-530-9046.
Okay, just one moment. Okay, so will you verify that phone number?
308-530-9046.
Okay, so the information that you're verifying to me is the same information that we received when the order was very first placed. But if you're stating that no one in your household nor you placed the order, then I can go ahead and get you transferred over to that fraud department.
Okay. What day was that supposedly ordered?
It started on January 31st.
And I'm supposed to be getting meal plans in the mail?
Okay, so it's basically an app. They email you the link and you have to download it from there.
See, and I've done none of that. I have done none of that, but is there anything on record?
Okay, just a moment. Okay, so it's showing that you was billed January and March.
I was billed for that in January and March?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, this is the first one I've noticed. This is the first one I've seen. But I don't understand if I was billed for that, but I never received anything, and I didn't recall ever applying for that. I don't understand any of this. And my husband is the only other one in the household. We're both retired and he doesn't do internet at all. So that's what's going on. So if you can help me anyway, I appreciate it.
So would you like for me to transfer you over to that fraud department?
Correct. And I guess I'll have to look and see if I was billed the same amount in January and March.
Okay, so January and March, yes, ma'am, those are the dates that you were billed.
How much was I billed?
It was the $59.89.
See, I wasn't following through and checking that on, but damn, let's get it stopped. And where is the food going? You know?
Okay, well, it's not actual food. It's a meal plan. It's basically a app that shows you how to use real food.
It's a what?
It's an app that shows you how to use real food.
I have not even looked at that app. So let's get it stopped. See if I can go retro.
Okay, just so one moment. What would you like for me to transfer you over to fraud?
Yes, please.
Okay, just bear with me one moment. And I'm still here, just one moment.
excuse me.
And I'm still here, just hold one moment. Going to gather the information so I can get you transferred over to that fraud department. And I'm still here, just hold one moment.
Okay, thank you.
Gathering up the information so I can get you transferred over.
Oh, I sure don't understand yet.
No, I was saying I was gathering up the information so I can get you transferred over to fraud.
Thank you.
One moment. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and get you transferred over. Just stay on the line. And thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
You too, thanks.
Well.